Hey, what's up, everybody? Putting out a Patreon episode for everybody to listen to. So if you're not on Patreon, join Patreon. Got two new episodes coming out this month. I'm going to do a Patreon chat on the 24th. I'm going to be talking to people that are Patreon members that want to chat with me. We can chat about anything. And then going to be doing one of the things that we've been doing called Three Items, Two Scenarios. We have been having a blast. Going to be recording that on the 18th and getting that episode out to you shortly on Patreon. But I do have a contest, and guess what, guys? It is for 3 digital copies of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. Get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem on digital today. After years of hiding, the Turtle Brothers set out to gain acceptance as normal teenagers and take on an army of mutants in this hilarious action-packed adventure. Buy or rent Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem on digital today and get over 40 minutes of bonus content when you buy on digital. Available at participating retailers. It's rated PG from Paramount Pictures, and we have 3 digital copies. So I'm going to be putting out a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem post on Facebook and a tweet on X, or whatever it's called these days, what used to be called Twitter. All you need to do is retweet it or share it on Facebook, screenshot that you did, send me proof to contest@popcultureleftovers.com with the title TMNT or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, whatever. Anything other than those two things, I'm not going to enter you in the contest. You got to do that. And then once you do that, you'll be entered into the contest, and I will give the codes to the winners. I'll just send them to you. I won't announce it anywhere. I'll just send you the codes. So, all right, guys. If you're not on Patreon, join Patreon and enjoy this bonus episode. All right. 2 Patreon episodes back to back because I like to fucking just get them in under the wire on the last fucking days of the month, Joe. That's how I... Need to.
That's how this works sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're doing another one. Joe, you've got this one lined up, but I got a question for you guys before we start diving into all this stuff. I'm going to call this, it's kind of like a bizarre solution. A bizarre solution. Right. I'm going to throw this out there. You tell me, like, man, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
All right, good idea or bad idea. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a solution. You know how it's a pollution solution. Do you know how, like, there's so much fucking trash and, like, waste and shit in the world?
Yeah.
You know, isn't there, like, a trash island out in the ocean somewhere, Joe?
There is. It's, like, this giant patch of, like, plastic and garbage that I think it's, like, the size of Texas or something.
Yeah, it's fucking huge. What if we all started taking all of our fucking, like, waste and shit and just dropping it into an active volcano?
Yeah.
let nature take care of it. You know what I mean?
I thought that before.
Yeah. Like, what if
you're basically saying, like, let's incinerate all of our trash.
Yeah. Like we need a reset. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, look at this trash island. It's the size of, whoa, guys, seriously.
We're becoming Wall-E.
We need, like, is that going to fuck up nature? Like, let's say we throw all that shit in there and it incinerates it. Is it going to give off harmful chemicals into, like, the atmosphere?
Oh, for sure.
Well, that's already happening. So, you know what I mean? what do we do, Joe?
Well, I think that you'd also increase your carbon footprint because you'd have to then ship every bit of garbage from every corner of the world to the nearest volcano.
I know.
The nearest
know.
Active volcano at that.
We're going to have to crack some eggs to make this omelet, Joe. You know what I'm just saying? I mean, I know it's not going to be easy, right? It's not going to be easy. It's going to take some time, a lot of manpower. But, you know, we need to fix the environment by, I guess, temporarily fucking it up for a little bit. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Well, it's just like a very grand scale of having, like, a burn barrel in your backyard, though.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a dumb question, but could you provoke a volcano, like, by dumping so much shit in? Could you, like, trigger it to just erupt?
Oh, I wonder. Yeah. I wonder if
I don't know. That's a great question for a volcanologist. If If you know, let us know.
Oh yeah, I'm no, sure.
Hit me up on Twitter at the Tubby Ninja. I know about this.
I know we've got a couple of them listening to Patreon right now. Come on.
Because you could have like some flammable, combustible shit. And I don't know, you know, it could trigger something inside that fucking mountain beast.
I mean, as long as the volcano's not in America, I don't, you know what I mean? Sorry, South America, you know,
as long as it's happening somewhere else.
Exactly. You know,
then it's not real.
Yeah. You know, and the media won't care because, you know, maybe a Kardashian will be doing a thing or Tom Brady will come out of retirement or something. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they'll care for like, you know, 5 seconds. But then, you know, somebody, you know, Kanye will say something, you know, and then we don't give a fuck anymore.
And then we forgot that like 100,000 people were incinerated by a volcano.
Well, like, meanwhile, America's got like one of the world's super volcanoes that's just cooking away at Yellowstone. And volcanologists, from what I've heard in documentaries and stuff, they say it's actually overdue for an eruption, which is freaking terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We better start getting our garbage in before we
can. Yeah, it's trash day, Joe. I'm going to the old volcano.
Yeah, shit, right? Going to Yellowstone.
Drive up and toss it over the edge.
Ah, but think about that, man. Think about nature just fucking just burning up all that bullshit. And we can get it out of the ocean, man. I know it's going to cause other problems, but you know, we'll deal with those later. You know what I mean?
It could possibly have some long term benefits too, though.
It could
just do one massive dump.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because I know dumps, the way that they do them, they're like huge methane emitters. The city that's close to where I live, Cedar Rapids, there's an old landfill that they've covered over with dirt. And now I'm pretty sure it's like the highest point in the county. And they call it Mount Trashmore. And it's got like pipes sticking out of the ground all over the place because there's methane that is constantly being emitted from like deep under the ground there. Wow. Yeah. Fucking lovely, right? So I think your volcano idea, it's got to be better than that. But I think logistics is what kills that. But
yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of manpower. It's a lot of money, a lot of fuel being used to. Yeah.
Because you think that if we could, if like resources and stuff weren't a challenge, you'd think that like, wouldn't like ejecting all your garbage into the sun be the best?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like it's a continuing nuclear reaction just over and over again. It's a giant ball of fire that goes without end, at least for the next several billion years.
That's the thing. If Superman was real, I don't think he'd be going around saving people. I think he'd end up being a glorified garbage man.
Garbage man.
I really do. I think he'd just be taking trips back and forth from Earth to the sun, dumping fucking, you know, large amounts of fucking waste into the fucking sun.
That is how Superman saves the world, by ridding us of our garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
He's here to be an example for the best that humanity can be.
He's got a big W on his, you know, on his
when
chest.
We're such like assholes. We turn him into a freaking garbage man.
Yeah, no, like, yeah.
No, you just have to get rid of our trash. That's what we need from you, you Kryptonian
Got a big W on his chest, standing for, you know, waste management or something, you know.
The S stands for sanitation.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be like the twist that his father didn't see. Like, you know, yeah, you know, son, you know, humanity might not be ready for you, but they will need you one day and you will, you know, you can do great things, Kal-El. Shit. You never saw that coming, did you, Dad? That I was just going to be a fucking glorified trash man. Man. Anyway, yeah, that's the Superman movie I want to see.
You got the epic shot in the third act where he goes up into space and sees the sun, and he's like hauling like Santa's sack
over
his shoulder that's full of trash,
right? All right. That's what I was curious about that. I was thinking about that today, and I was like, I wonder what Paul and Joe would think about that's, that pollution solution. Anyway, Joe, what do you got for us, man?
Dude, I've got a whole bunch of would you rather scenarios that I'm so excited to put in front of you guys. And it is a mix. There's some in here that are very adult in nature and others that are a little more benign. But I'm just curious to see which direction you guys would go on some of these. So, yeah, right up first, I got would you rather be paid $1 million to never masturbate again or be paid $10 every time you do masturbate?
Oh, the $10.
So paid $1 million to never masturbate again?
Uh-huh. Or $10 every time you do masturbate.
Or $10 every time you do masturbate. I mean, here's the thing. But we can have full on sex.
Yes.
See, the thing is, like, and how are we getting this $1 million? Is, you know, because
it's just getting wired to you immediately. And yeah. It's something's going to happen to where even if you were to want to jerk off again, no, you took that money. You can't. It's never going to happen again. And also, quick math update here. You'd have to jerk off 100,000 times before you make that $1 million from 10 times every time you jerk. So that comes down to jerking off 273 times a day if you're trying to knock that out in a year.
See, here's the thing, though. It's like, as soon as I get that $1 million in my account, like 33% or possibly more, depending on my tax bracket now for that year, is going to come out.
Well, let's even pretend that it is $1 million that you get to keep. It's not $1 million and then they're going to nickel and dime it out of you. They give you whatever amount that you get to keep $1 million.
I might. Okay, so what happens? Like, what happens if I'm caught masturbating? Like, they just come in here and they just start fucking ripping my shit out. Like, I see trucks pull up and they start taking my shit.
Well, no, it's like if you select that, you can never masturbate again. So you just got to imagine that
you lose the ability.
You just can't. They do some sort of fucking Westworld shit in your brain to where when you think about trying it, it just doesn't work.
But I can full on have sex with a woman.
You can have sex as much as you want. That's not masturbating. The only thing you can't do is if you take the million, you can't masturbate. It just doesn't work.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm taking the $1 million, man. I'm taking the $1 million. I got $1 million now. Okay. I'm having sex with somebody and I'm fucking somebody constantly, Joe.
Hey, $1 million is a great nest egg.
It is.
You're starting off right there. You don't got the stress and pressure of work. All of a sudden, you're walking with a little bit more bounce in your step. Yeah. Women are taking notice. You're feeling more confident.
Well, shit, yeah. It's like, what woman doesn't want to bang a millionaire?
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'd give it up, Joe. I would rather fucking... I know it sounds insane, but fucking... I don't know. Fucking $10 every time I jerk off is like chump change. And I know it's good for your fucking prostate and all that shit. Yeah. You'd have to jerk off it's great for your prostate. But then it's fucked up that I self-pleasure myself and it's like cha-ching, I got $10 in my account. I think I would, I don't think that that's good. I think I would get like addicted to the point where I would fucking be jerking off like so many times a day that it might be dangerous. Did you hear about that fucking kid in like India or some shit or whatever country? It was years ago. He fucking jerked off like for like 2 or 3 days straight. I can't remember how many times it was. It was like 70 times or something over like 3 days and he fucking died.
Whoa. Oh my God. He had to push past like so much like rawness.
Yeah. I would be, my mind would be consumed with jerking off. Like, it's like, oh, fuck, man. Oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage this month because of this, that, or whatever. And so now it's just like, it's like a fucking, I'm off to the races, just fucking, you know, jerking off, trying to fucking pay off this fucking cable bill or whatever the fuck I got going on, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'd have to jerk off like 100 times just to pay my mortgage.
I'd
like, that would suck.
Yeah, I'd get fucking, I would get a, like, I'd still be going, I'd still be working, I'd still be doing other stuff, but I'd always have it looming over my head that I could get 10 bucks every time I jerked off. So I would be obsessed with jerking off all the time. I would think like, oh my God, I've got to plan my entire fucking day by jerking off, because we are fucking creatures of greed. We crave more. Not everybody, but I know that if I had a fucking, like, if I could make $10 every time I fucking jerked off, I'm going to plan my whole day around going to work, coming home, and jerking off. I'd fucking jerk off on my lunch break and shit. You know, it's like I didn't even eat my fucking sandwich because I was off in the fucking bathroom jerking off trying to make 20 bucks or whatever. Like, I would be obsessed with it, Joe. I couldn't do it. I would rather just have the $1 million. Just give me the fucking flat out $1 million and I'll find somebody. I'll have sex with somebody. Does that make sense?
No, yes. It truly does. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, no, he makes a compelling argument. yeah, no, at first I was like, yeah, let's go with just the masturbating, but yeah, it almost would lose kind of the appeal to masturbate. Like, it wouldn't be fun anymore.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You'd be constantly checking your bank account and constantly fucking, like, your dick would be chapped.
Dude, just yeah. Battered and chapped.
Battered and chapped. Like, man, like, oh, look at that poor fucking thing, man.
I've been swayed. I take the million.
And at least I can take pride in my ejaculation and being like, yeah, man, did that in a puss.
Well, and you got to think too that it's like, if the only time that it ever gets touched is like during a sexual encounter, it's going to be so much more sensitive. But it's like, you'd have to like pull out some like sting tantric moves to be able to last. I think.
No, they got fucking medication for that shit now.
Just, oh, that's right. You could put some like desensitizing gel or some shit on it.
No, there's a fucking, they've got the condoms where they got the fucking, the desensitizing gel in the condom. But there's also the pills that you can take 30 minutes before you fuck, and that'll extend your sex. So it's not like you still, yeah, dude, go to hims.com. I swear to God, you take a fucking pill 30 minutes before and you fucking, it extends how long you can fuck. Your dick stays hard as shit, but you're still fucking pounding, man. She'll think you're a god in the bedroom.
Is it just like a Viagra or something like that?
It's not. Like, you get your regular erection. So it's not like Viagra where, like, you're just going to fucking, you know what I mean, just get hard at the drop of a hat. Like, you get.
Yeah, because Viagra is like an erection on steroids.
Yeah, but it's not, you're not going to fucking just, like, I'm not saying, like, premature ejaculation. It's for guys, I think it is for guys with premature ejaculation. But even if you don't have that, it'll extend your fucking lovemaking session.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know.
I know. I thought Hims only had stuff to just get it hard, not to keep it hard longer. So that's pretty interesting.
No, it you stay hard and you like you can just fucking go to town on it, man. And it's just like, you know, yeah, it's almost like you're cheating that tantric sting bullshit, you know?
I found a cheat code.
All right, next one. Would you rather be able to tell your past self one thing or ask your future self one question?
Tell your past self one thing or ask your future self one question? Wow, that's tough, man, because you could go back. Like how far in the future and how far in the past?
Unlimited. Up to your imagination.
Do you know when you're going to die? Like what if you get to pick, like, hey, I want to talk to myself in 20 years and you find out you can't?
Like, what if you're, and you're the, like, just like, okay, well, sorry. You could go as far as tomorrow. And you're like, ah, fuck.
Oh my God.
Right? I die tomorrow. For the sake of this, though, you don't find out. Like, if you do jump into the future, you're just basically jumping into, like, Yeah, the furthest you're going to live, I guess, you know?
Okay. Okay.
And you get to ask yourself one question. But you won't find out. You won't find out when you die. It's not like.
No, because you can't ask yourself when you're going to die.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying, like, what if I'm like, oh, I want to say something to my future self 20 years from now.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that.
I know, but it's like for the sake of the argument.
Yeah. No, I wasn't trying to find out when I was going to die.
Yeah, because it seems to me like the question is like, do you reach out and ask your future self, what regret do you have that I should do now? Or can you tell your past self something that will then maybe have some like Back to the Future type time effect that would affect your present day? Like,
oh yeah,
like Biff giving himself like, you know, winning
the sports almanac.
Exactly.
That's exactly how I'm thinking about it, man.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm giving myself like, I'm looking up when the record fucking Powerball was, and I'm like contacting that past self.
Yeah,
take this shit off your plate. Now you don't have to fucking work anymore unless you're doing what you love, you know?
What I'm doing is I'm going to my past self. I'm going to myself as a child. And so I get to talk to my younger version of myself. Like, how is this conversation going down? So I'm literally like fucking like Terminator. I'm showing up naked and shit. Or is this like a time phone? I'm calling my younger self on a time phone.
Like, I say whichever way you want to imagine it, because I think as long as we're not breaking the rules of showing up, anything fucking is fair play.
If I'm showing up naked to talk to my 12-year-old self, like this version of me is being thrown in like jail back in like 1990.
So let's not go that route.
Okay.
You show up fully clothed.
All right. So I'm able to call myself, let's say, on a time phone. So I figured out like kind of like the movie Frequency, where they're using like the radio or whatever.
Oh, so like, fucking fantastic movie.
I get to talk to my younger self on a time phone, and I prove to my younger self that it is me. Like I'm saying stuff that only my younger self would know. So it's like, you know, that fucking. Oh, yeah. So I'm talking to myself when I'm 12, and I'm like, yeah, you know that fucking – that scar that you got on your dick from jerking off? Only you know about that, but I know about it too. So I would be like, yeah, I would prove to my younger self that it's me over the phone. So my younger self is listening to a 45-year-old man talk about his dick. Which is almost just as disturbing as me showing up naked.
It's like, look, you're either going to see it or hear about it. Which way do you want it, 12-year-old me?
No, I'd find a way to prove to my 12-year-old self that it's me on the on the time phone, and I'd prove it. And then I would tell my younger self. So I'm going back. I'm calling 1990. So I'd have been 12 years old in 1990, and I'm telling my younger self about the internet and what a huge thing the internet is going to be. And then I'm giving my younger self instructions on how to claim domain names once they become available. Because back in the day, you didn't have to go to a website and purchase a domain name. They were free. You just had to know how to do it. So my future self is Googling how to do it and telling my younger self to fucking buy all these domain names like Google and Facebook and whatever, Yahoo, and all these, just buy them, not buy them up. You're claiming them for free. Like every fucking domain name possible. And I'm talking about domain names for everything. And just like, this is how you do it. And so, dude, I'm just making bank. I'm making all this money selling these domain names back to these companies.
That is a That's awesome.
I know. I love your plan is to turn your younger self into a corporate extortionist.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, hey, I'm given this gift, this one gift. And it's like, that's what we're going to do. I think it's the easiest way. Instead of me just saying, oh, bet this money on this one fucking sports game or whatever, this one fucking whatever, man. It's like, the internet's going to start booming just in a few years. And it's like, dude, give this kid like the fucking heads up on this shit.
That is a solid route, because for me, it'd be like I'd be testing the bounds on how many times can you win the lottery before they ban you from playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it didn't happen to Jerry and Marge when they went large. But for sure, if I keep winning Powerball jackpots, they're eventually going to say, what the fuck? You don't get to play anymore, Stark.
Well, I guess you just have to play one big game. Like once it gets up to like in like the, you know, like, you know, 700, 800, 900 million, you could just do that. But I'm trying to just do something. I would be the guy that was known. It would also give me like a little bit of like a little bit of fame level. Like, oh my gosh, here's the, you know, 14, 15-year-old who purchased all these domains. And it's like, you know, now I've got a little bit of fame and shit too.
Some cred.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though, is that those companies would be wanting to buy those domain names from you before their huge multi-million dollar operations. And so what if you then change history and instead they like Facebook becomes like friend book
face.
Bookface. Bookface.
Fuck. I didn't think of that, man.
Yeah. All of a sudden they're like, fuck it, we're not gonna bow to this fucking 12-year-old fucking extortionist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gaggle now. Fuck you.
Gaggle.
Shit.
We'll bring you a gaggle of search results. Why wasn't it gaggle? What the fuck?
No, I mean,
you know
I'm gonna.
Why? It's because this scenario happened, Brian.
I'm also.
Pornhub is now Pornhut.
Like, but see, there's ones that are huge though, like like cars.com. You know, I mean, there's some that they just can't get around. I don't know.
That is true. There's some that they're too basic. It's so broad that it's like somebody's gonna want that. Eventually, someone will pay for it.
Yeah.
So really, you're also going to have to tell your 12-year-old self you're going to have to hold out until the money's really there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul, what would you be doing?
I would talk to my future self, because I am very afraid of changing my past, if anything. And I know, like, movie logic is, you know, the past changes, and I just wake up one day not having a memory of what I have, but I would, you know, I don't want anything to affect the time I have with my kids or anything like that. So I would talk to myself about like some things I could do to make myself comfortable soon where I am at now, having all the knowledge I have now where I know nothing will be changed that I've already experienced, just that tomorrow could be different. So I would talk to my future self to get some advice on investments or kind of some quick, cheap ways to, you know, to quickly turn some bank account numbers into a lot of zeros.
What if it goes dark and your future self gives you like an execution list? Like I'm living in an apocalyptic wasteland, but I've determined that if you kill these three people while they're still young, it'll never happen.
While they're still young? Like, how young are we talking about?
As young as what makes you uncomfortable.
Oh my god, I'm going to, like, nurseries.
Yeah, and what if one of those names is me, dude?
No. You have to kill leftover Brian. Yeah. Or the world's going to go to shit.
And I'm been like, duh.
No, it's because I fucking own the world, because I owned all these domains and I sold them for fucking millions.
No, we went apocalyptic.
He took the money and built real Transformers. Now they're taking over the world.
Yeah, dude, I fucking own artificial intelligence and I put them into robots and shit.
Oh, man, we went fucking apocalyptic because the Google overlords were mad they couldn't get their original name choice. We got the Gagglebots coming at us.
The Gagglebots. Everybody knows geese are the biggest assholes in the animal kingdom.
Fucking assholes. Oh man, did you really change it with that kill list?
Dude, that would be the only thing I would worry about learning from the future is that you're rolling the dice on they're going to tell you something good.
Yeah.
They're going to say, oh, I always wish I would have gone and dipped my toes, you know, into the Pacific Ocean. Like, but no, they come back and they're like, this is how you prevent Skynet. You're going to have to start training, big guy. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, you know, your kid brought back something terrible, and now you have to take him out. Like, oh no.
Dude, oh my God. Like, yeah, what if it's like some terrible moral quandary that they tell you and it's your future self telling it? It's like, I don't hate myself right now, at least on that visceral of a level, where I'm going to reach back into time and say, hey, ruin your fucking life.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to like take it for truth that if I don't do this, the world's going to fucking end.
Yeah, it's like Emmett brought back slavery or something. Like, oh no, like I gotta, Jesus, why him? Like, oh man, this is terrible. Yeah, then I would have, yeah, easily. But Jesus, this took a turn. Got a kill list of babies and shit.
That's what happens when you reach out to your future self.
Damn, dude, I hope future me doesn't pick up.
See, that's the thing though, it's like, do you okay, oh my God, can you, like, they give you a kill what list, can you fucking, could you fucking do it?
Yeah, could you go through with it, where it's like, hey, you're gonna have to do a morally reprehensible act, but you need to take the word of your future self that it is for the benefit of humanity. So take that pillow in there and fucking smother that infant.
Well, it has and to it's be like, a kill list. It can't be like me trying to like get some type of like reform out of this person. Like it has to be death.
Well, at least that's what your future self is telling you. But that's the moral argument you could ask yourself is that, well, maybe I can take this person and make them better. But what if in your quest to make them better, you're the one that turned them evil?
Yeah, it's a
and now you're responsible
Jesus
for it.
Jesus Christ.
And that's why you need to reach back and tell yourself to kill this fucking thing.
I'm the reason why. Oh, no. I'm having stress just from this fake scenario.
But then it's like you've got to live like the rest of your life with like this blood on your hands. Like, I did that. Did I do the right thing?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Also, this is basically the storyline for Cosmic Ghost Rider, so.
Like, what if my future self was drunk and just trying to prank past me? And it's really like a great utopia.
Let's
just fuck shit up.
Let's put a little bit more stock in the future, Paul, that he's not going to be a dick like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you for centering me. Not drunk, but, you know, just like fucking Dick Paul trying to be a wise guy ends up ruining the world.
All right, Joe, what's the next one?
Oh, man, got? That one was freaky.
Yeah, I liked how dark that went. That was fun. Would you rather pull your pants down around your ankles every time you use a urinal or always sit in a stall with the door wide open?
But if I sit on the but if I sit in the stall with the door wide open, like I can have my pants pretty much all the way up to my thighs.
Hey, however you need to try and get by, but it's like whether you're going number one or number two, you happen to sit down.
Okay, hold on. Here's the thing. Like, so somebody walks in and sees the door wide open. Can they close it for me?
I mean, if they want to.
Okay. So
can
there's
I
that
ask
option.
Them to close it for me.
See, I'm just saying, I'm trying to like weigh the pros and cons here because I could, every time I could say, oh my gosh, the door just swung open. Like, and I'm already sitting here. Thank you so much. But if somebody fucking comes in and I've got my pants around my ankles and my ass is just hanging out, there's nothing I can say. Like, oh shit, lost my pants again.
So I'm choosing the stall every time.
I'm choosing the stall. There's like no way. Time. There's fucking no way.
This is topical after the last time we talked.
So many of the sit-down stalls in males' restrooms are a disaster, though. because dudes are savages who don't lift up the seat when they have to use a stall. They just let her rip.
Yeah, but well, you didn't say we couldn't like wipe it down.
I clean
them. No, you can totally wipe it down, but yeah, that's just that's it. Your life now is wiping down stalls, or you just let them butt cheeks fly. I mean, it's other people who have to be uncomfortable with it, right?
I'm for the stall.
I'm for the stall, and I'm trying to time it.
Really? Oh man!
No,
latch,
here's the thing.
The latch must have
Paul,
went off.
Here's the workaround, Paul. Here's the workaround. Do this because Joe didn't throw this out there, so we've got a workaround on this. So it's a public restroom. All I'm doing every time I go into an establishment, I'm bringing a little sign that says closed for cleaning and putting it on the door.
Dude, that's brilliant.
Man, you're so good at this game, Brian.
Putting it on the door, and I'm you know what? I'm going to drop trowel. My ass is just hanging out and you know, I'm wiggling my ass. I'm fucking spinning my dick around and pissing all over the urinal. My entire ass hanging out and I'm just wiggling. I'm twerking as I'm pissing, man.
Cause filling the AC on two sets of cheeks.
I have no fear in this moment because I put that fucking sign up. The worst that could happen is an employee walks in and sees it and it's just going to be awkward for them at that point, but I feel like I've done my due diligence and put that sign up there. And as soon as I get done, pull the sign back down. And then I walk out of the store, fucking crisis averted. I win. Ba-doom.
I'm not going to lie. That workaround is really brilliant.
Thank you.
Great. I didn't know you could actually win at this game.
Dude, I fucking
winning at this game.
Yeah, man. You got to think of these workarounds, bro.
Oh, man.
Speaking of bro, dude, today I fucking got my oil changed and I fucking listened to an employee get fired. He was yelling at his boss. His boss, he called his boss bro and his boss told him not to say, call him bro. I recorded the whole thing on my fucking phone.
That's awesome.
I wanna see this.
Part of me wants to play it, man.
It's a Patreon exclusive. You
oh my god! Yes.
Oh man, it was. I don't know if it'll come through. Let me see.
You should try.
I'll try.
you can't tease us with that and then just let it go.
Yeah. Let me see if I can play this. Hold on. I don't even know if you guys can hear them.
I can hear sounds.
Yeah, I can't understand the words, but I mean, you can understand the emotions of it. So I get it.
Yeah, Tell you what I'll do. But if I
summarize, what happened?
Oh man. He's like, don't call me bro. And he's like, I'm your boss. You don't call me. You can call me anything. You can call me boss. You can call me this. He's like, he ended up, the employee ended up calling him a very offensive name.
Uh-oh.
And then he's like, that's it. You're fired now. You're fired. And then he came in and then he came back into the where I was sitting. And like, dude, these guys are going off on each other, just yelling at each other. And then he came back to where I was sitting. He's like, I'm really sorry about that. He's like, are you recording that? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, good.
are you recording that? I sure as shit am, dude. Yeah. Are you kidding? You guys just put on a free fucking show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fucking insane, man. Dude. And maybe if I can fucking put it on my computer and then clean up the audio, I'll post it at the end of this episode. But if there's nothing at the end of this episode, it's unlistenable. But
well, I appreciate the effort if it shows up.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I was just going to say, getting to see something like that in public, it's like a little form of winning the lottery. Where it's like, you know, if you can see somebody losing their shit and it's only in a verbal capacity and it doesn't get physical, it's 100% just a free show. And just thank the universe that you were in the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Did the guy ask you like for the video just in case? Like,
it wasn't a video. I did an audio recording. No, he didn't ask me for it. He just fired the dude.
Yeah, because
it was fucking nuts, man. It was like I just got there, and then I started hearing yelling. He's like, "Don't call me bro." He's like, he's like, "I'm your boss. I'm sick of you calling me bro." And he's like, "Man, I'm sick of you talking to me like that." Blah 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 blah, and then just started like fucking yelling at each other. And then he called him a name, and then he was like, "Now you done it. Now you're fired."
Yeah, I feel like I would have asked for a copy of that to be like, "Hey, if the guy I fired ever comes back and tries to claim otherwise."
He had like two witnesses at work there too, so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what, dude? Maybe that employee's future self told him like the fate of the world rests on you calling your boss bro. You gotta do it, man. I can't tell you why, but
don't
just
call me bro. Can I call you Mr. Bro?
What if when he changes the oil, he does it with his pants around his ankles? You know? All right, Joe.
Jim, why do you have your pants down?
Why don't you have yours down?
I took the $10 payout over the million.
All right, Joe, what's the next one? What's the next one?
Okay, would you rather be able to stop time or travel time?
Ooh, stop time or travel time?
And you can go backwards and forwards, I take.
Backwards and forwards if you're traveling time. Or the other option is just stop time. Like, let's say, like, you're in the middle of the day, you're driving, you're tired, you're like, I want to fucking take a nap. And you just stop time, take a nap, and then when you wake up, unfreeze time, and then travel on, and it's like you lost no time in the rest of the world.
And do you have unlimited stops and travels?
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, if you're traveling time, what if you fuck up the space-time continuum?
Hmm.
You stop in time, not really much of a risk there.
And it stops. Yeah, okay.
Man. I would. Man, travel time or stop time? So, like, I could go back and, like, prevent things from happening.
Yes. Yeah, if you chose traveling time, you could absolutely go back and stop things. But, you know, at the point of accepting this, you don't understand if there's going to be ramifications or not.
Oh, yeah, there will be ramifications.
For sure, right?
Yeah. It was very ominous.
Yeah, there will be. I mean,
well,
yeah.
That's where time travel always gets dicey to me, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, okay. What are you thinking, Paul?
I mean... Stopping time seems cool, but man, give me the chance to go back and forward in time. I don't know if I'm turning if out of the two options, I feel like I'm doing that because then I don't know. Like, yeah, stop time, but you still have to deal with what's gonna happen. You can, but yeah, but then it becomes like the God effect almost. Like, are you gonna get corrupted by this unlimited power of just? Oh, if I didn't like that outcome, I'm just going to go tweak it a little bit and I'm going to go see, like, I'm going to do three things. I'm going to jump forward to see which one has the better payoff. Like it almost becomes very abusive in that way. Ay, ay, ay.
I am going to be able to stop time and I am going to turn it into, I'm going to let the world know that I can do this too. I'm going to let the whole world know and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it on live TV that I can stop time.
This is when Brian becomes Lex Luthor.
No, I'm going to become a reality TV star and I'm going to do stuff like I'm going to stop time and then travel to North Korea and take like a shit in like Kim Jong-il's fucking like,
it could essentially look like you're teleporting or something like that.
Yes.
If you can stop time.
My whole fucking reality show is going to be every week, like, me doing something with like feces to Kim Jong-il. So like all of a sudden, like, I'll stop time. I'm in North Korea and then I fucking like rub a bunch of shit like and I'm filming it all. I'm rubbing a bunch of like fucking shit right, like right under his nose. And then boom.
Give him a Hitler.
Yeah. And then boom. Yeah. I give him a Hitler, a Shitler. And then, and then resume time filming. And then he's like, oh, he's got all this shit on his face, right?
So much better than the interview.
And that'll be
at a wedding, all happy, just in a blink of an eye. Oh,
no, I don't know, man. That's a tough one. That's a I mean, because Paul, because you could go back and you could watch them sign. Like the Declaration of Independence.
Dude, you
so you
could
go
so
back
many cool things.
See dinosaurs, man. You could fucking, you know,
oh,
what I mean?
Would give the best field trips as a teacher.
Holy shit, I didn't even think of that.
Like, hey, the textbook says this is what happened, you know, at the sign of the Declaration. Let's go see what they got right and let's go see what they got wrong.
Go back and take, like, little Timmy back to the day where his mom decided not to have an abortion.
Fuck,
Little Timmy finds out he's here because the clinic was closed that day.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God. Jeez, fuck.
You're less of a miracle baby and more of like a inconvenience baby.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, well that sucks, baby.
Man,
I would be all about stopping time, and it's for the dumbest reason. It's like I would take so many naps.
Man.
Just like, oh my God, I'm so sleepy right now. This meeting is so boring. Pause time, nap for 2 hours, come back. Like, oh, I feel so refreshed. I got a coffee. Let's continue this meeting now.
I would go back. I would use it to go back in time, and I would go back in time, and I would fucking, yeah, man. You could change things. You could fucking. And I know. I mean, you could disrupt the space time continuum, but I would just do stuff like. I would go back to like, think about this, go back to 1938 and buy like a bunch of copies of Action Comics number one right off the rack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be the shit, right? You come back to present day market and just like feed them out slowly every few years. You auction off a new pristine copy.
Dude, it's like, you've got a 9.8 copy of Action Comics. You got a fucking, you know what I mean? You could get some amazing Fantasy 15s.
So that's really the trick, is to travel through time, but do things that are very inconsequential. Yeah. You just went back to a certain period of time and you just paid a nickel to buy a comic off a news rack. And then you came back and immediately had it graded.
Yo, I'm just buying key issues, man. That's all I'm doing.
No shit, right?
Right now, I got like the print, like I would just go to like all the most historical moments dressed as Waldo. And just see like in like future magazines and textbooks, like, oh shit, dude, is that Paul dressed as Waldo? Like at the fuck, what the fuck?
Where's Waldo at the Hindenburg and shit? Like
that? What the fuck is this shit? Like, Paul, is that you? I don't know.
Is that Paul at JonBenet Ramsey's house?
Oh, no.
You gotta look for, hey, if you look really closely, you might be able to see some binoculars on the ground. I don't know. Yeah, look for the checklist. It's JonBenet Ramsey's house. Get the fuck out of here.
That took a little while to sink
what
in.
What the fuck?
No, man, I would do stuff like that. I would go back to like the morning of and fucking show up there with a fucking baseball bat and beat that motherfucker. Whoever did it wouldn't be doing it.
Oh my God, you could solve so many crimes.
You
like
could
that.
Solve so many crimes.
Dude, it'd be like Time Columbo.
You would be like fucking Sam Beckett, man.
Dude.
Fucking Quantum Leap some shit.
Show up at like Nicole Brown's house with a camcorder and a pair of running shoes on.
You gotta get out of here right now. Let's go.
Are you talking about Nicole Simpson?
Nicole's. I would I just say brown.
Yeah.
Nicole Simpson brown. There you go.
Yeah, man.
Get the fuck out.
Fucking run.
Fuck that Cato Kalin guy too. Let's go give him a Schittler.
Go flap the tires of his white Jeep.
I don't think I'd be able to resist like going through time. I don't think I'd be able to resist it.
Can it is the stronger power of it the is. Two for yeah. sure.
Yeah. You know,
oh my God, now I imagine watching the OJ Simpson chase and seeing like a honk if you're horny sign on the back of it and be like, oh, Brian, what'd you do? Good for you.
Okay, would you rather see your favorite relative's face mid-coitus or your least favorite relative's face during your orgasm? So it's like up to that point, it's like as soon as the sex starts happening, you look at your partner's face and it's not their face you see. It's not their face you're seeing. It's your favorite relative's face. But then the option, the alternative is as soon as you come, your partner's face turns into your least favorite relative's face.
And how long are their faces looking like this?
Well, it's either, you know, mid-coitus or just during the orgasm.
So from mid-coitus to when you come, you're looking yes. at this face?
I'm not going to be able to come if I'm seeing their face yeah, the entire time. No, so no, I'll right? do it while I'm I coming. Say once I hit that climax, I just close my fucking eyes.
Yeah. But that's where the paper bag, I don't know.
Baby, why won't you look at me when you come?
No, man, I don't want to have to
don't
have
worry
my
about it, D-ma.
I don't want my partner to have to wear a bag over their head.
Oh, I don't.
How humiliating is that for them?
I don't know.
No,
but how bad is it for you to say like, hey, man, when I come, like, I see, like, my fucking bitch aunt.
No, I mean, you don't. That's something you take to the goddamn grave. Paul, you don't tell anybody about that.
Yeah, but if she starts asking, like, why are your eyes closed? Why, like, why aren't you looking at me? And if I'm serious about this person after, like, so many times, I'm running out of shit.
Is that really going to be a problem for them that you're not looking at them while you come?
I mean, after so many times, they could finally catch on. Be like, hey, what's the deal here?
Why do you never look at me when you begawk?
I would be like, listen, I, it's just this thing where, like, you know, every time I sneeze, I have to close my eyes, and every time I come, I have to close my eyes.
Okay.
Every time my dick sneezes inside your vagina. I don't know, Paul. I'm not telling the person that I see, because that's going to freak them out. Like, they're gone. Like, that's it. They're done.
Yeah,
as soon as you tell them that you're seeing, like, you know, your least favorite relative every time you fucking come, they're like, whoa, this guy's fucked
up.
That's
not something I bring to the table right away, but maybe like 20 years down the road.
No, even then, you're fucking with them. Like, they're like, oh my, like, is it something I'm doing? And then you got to have that whole conversation.
You've been yourself for 20 years.
How do you even explain how you got this disease? Like,
it's like, well, you were doing a Patreon episode with Brian and Joe.
Like, some witch doctor came in and fucking. Yeah, fucking Joe Stark did it.
You don't understand. I had to choose one or the other.
Yeah. No, man, I gotta do it when I climax, I gotta close my eyes. Or
that's the only workaround, really, yeah. Because otherwise you're closing your eyes throughout the entire act.
Itself. Yeah.
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 Oh God.
I know, that one's horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Yikes on bikes.
Okay, would you rather always shout or always whisper when attempting to flirt with a romantic interest? So if you like a girl and you're trying to flirt, you're either going up and whispering, maybe like a creep, or shouting like a lunatic. Which route are you taking?
I'm doing shouting because I am going to, so it's like only in the initial stages, correct, Joe?
Yeah. It's only when you're flirting.
All right. I'm taking shouting, and my work around here is that I'm going to noisy bars.
Yeah, I was thinking something like gotta be in like a noisy place.
Yeah, otherwise it's like I'm doing it at a library. That whisper.
That is the only other place where whispering is like you know, not creepy, right?
Yeah, but you know, I'm not gonna.
I'm not gonna go
for the brainy girl because she. You know, so.
Hey, I like your book list.
Yeah. No, I'm going. Yeah, man, I'm fucking going to noisy bars and places that are really noisy. That way, it makes sense that I'm shouting, and it's not so ridiculous at first.
I want Brian to get the shouting power, and then one day I take him to a library and see how that goes.
You see the woman of your dreams in a library, and you just
like, I love your jets! Like, oh, shit.
I've always dreamed of meeting somebody like you.
I want my dick to sneeze in your vagina. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, okay. That whoever
just shushes you.
Oh, librarian's tapping the sign.
I'm trying to look for workarounds, man.
I would choose shouting just because I think I have that kind of sense of humor to play it off in a way. Like, I don't know, because a guy like me coming up and whispering to a girl, I'm getting pepper sprayed. But if I can make the shouting as like part of like a charming type of thing, maybe that could work in my favor.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine a scenario where the whispering ever works and doesn't come across as creepy.
It's true.
Like maybe unless you are in a library or something.
That's
like that.
It. That's the only way. It's a library situation. Yeah, I'm doing the shouting.
I think that is the good workaround. You just in your expectation is if I'm going to meet people, it has to be in a noisy place.
Yeah,
or like a sporting event.
So even if like let's say you're trying to flirt over text, are you using all caps?
I think that stands to reason.
That only makes sense. God, why is it? I can hear this text.
Why are you yelling at me?
Damn it.
This next one.
All right, let's do two more.
Okay. Oh, let me pick out two really good ones.
Two more, and because we'll save the rest of them for a future episode.
Oh yeah, we've just scratched the surface here. Oh, this is a fun one. Pop culture related. Would you rather have Rambo or the Terminator on your side?
On my side for what? Are we doing an art project? Like what? Like on my side
for literally anything. like let's say you're in a situation where you would need either the Terminator or Rambo at your side. Which one would you rather have?
Okay, so like, so I need a wingman because I'm going to be shouting at the bar. So I need.
Then you go with Terminator.
Oh man,
Terminator might not possibly want to fuck the person you're flirting with.
I literally just watched Rambo First Blood and Rambo First Blood Part 2 within the past week.
I love those movies.
Yeah, I tried watching Rambo 3. It's just so bad.
No, it's a real letdown after those first two.
Yeah.
No, the one in 2006, though, that was great.
Oh, no, that was great. That was fantastic. Yeah. Rambo or the Terminator? I would have to go with the Terminator. The Terminator just, like, Rambo can flip out, and he has, you know, he suffers from PTSD. I mean, I could set him off. Like, I could say something or do something to set him off, and then, you know, next thing you know, he's yelling, he's like, you drew first blood, and he's yelling at me.
Throwing you up against the wall.
Nothing is over.
Car wash.
You know? Damn it, John Rambo.
So I would pick the Terminator, and plus it's like he's got like a fucking metal skeleton. He's fucking, he's tough as shit. He's a computer, so he can look shit up for me. You know, so yeah, I'll go with the Terminator. I mean, I don't know.
He's close to indestructible.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like if you do want to have something on your side, like as much as I love and respect Rambo and his skill set, it's like, yeah, but this robot is programmed with a lot of the same shit that you know, plus more.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feels like Rambo or the Terminator would be the better thing to have on your side if you're in a situation where you needed, you know, someone of those skill sets on your side.
Yeah, he could shut the stall door for me every time I have to take a shit.
Yeah. Terminator.
And he's a robot. There's no judgment there.
Right.
Yeah, there's no judgment day.
Right. I know now I can never shit like you do.
Wow, I can't take a shit.
Wow. Do it now.
Okay, what do we
take
got?
A shit now. Do it now.
Girl, I like one. You a lot.
Get to the chopper.
I'm right here.
I'm right here.
Do it now.
Who's your daddy? What do you do? That's how I always have to start my impersonation with the glow.
Hey, Paul, are you going with the Terminator?
I am going with the Terminator. If I have to choose between like a PTSD guy and like a fucking robot,
yeah.
I'm always choosing a robot.
Yeah.
Like just the shenanigans I can get into with him.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm like, how cool is that? Like, I show up to, like, a party with, like, a fucking robot man.
Well, you don't want anybody to know that.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you know, like, just the prank calls alone where he can impersonate people's voices.
That's true. John Rambo doesn't want to stick around either. Like, he's always on the move.
Yeah, he's a
lone wolf.
Yeah, I think it would drive him crazy. Just
no, he would probably end up killing me.
Yeah.
Trust me, this is for your own good.
I would probably die. In that
Terminator
scenario.
Would be like the ultimate security system too.
Yes.
Like yeah. I would never worry. Like I would never worry.
Oh my God. I would just send that thing outside of like my kid's stepdad's house every night that I didn't have him. Just right there.
You come over to my house and he's like mowing the yard and shit. He does chores. You know, if somebody comes over, he can turn into a murder bot, but...
But have you seen this motherfucker toss some pizza dough? It's magical.
He's out weeding the garden. You know, all the shit I don't want to do.
Glal, I'm bushwhacking. Thanks, robot.
Okay, let's end with a bang. Would you rather have your grandma walk in on you during sex or walk in on your grandma during sex?
This is like a one-off thing.
It's just a one-off thing. Like you open the wrong door and grandma's riding somebody, or grandma opens the wrong door and finds someone riding you. Like what is this? Which would you rather?
Grandma's walking in on me.
That's the only acceptable answer, right?
Yeah.
Grandma's walking in on me.
I want to talk to the savage that picks the other fucking other option there. It's like, oh, I'd love to open that door and see Nana getting it.
First off, you know.
See what she hasn't passed down to me. Like, oh, you sicko.
First off, like, if, you know, I neither one of us are going to she doesn't have to live with it that long, right?
Oh, my God.
You know, this is true.
Right. So yeah, she's going to feel some
sad, but true.
Yeah.
I got to pull a Parks and Rec joke here. If I walked in on my grandma today having sex, I'd be like, whoa, grandma, you're alive?
Right. I just think that, she's got to live with that, you know, not too long. But I would rather her feel bad for walking in, you know, because like You know, fuck it. Knock, Grandma. Yeah.
Damn it, right?
You've lived a long life. How do you know not to knock?
No shit. Knock, you know. I was knocking the boots. Why don't you fucking knock the damn door?
Did you see my Star Wars lanyard on the door? Damn it, Edith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so I could dress down my grandma in front of my one-night stand.
She comes in and sees you in the full GIMP outfit.
She's got like a plate of Rice Krispie treats. Polly! Damn it.
Yeah, that's the only acceptable answer, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, it's too funny. All right, well, to be continued on the Would You Rather. I thought this was a lot of fun.
No, it was, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do this
until
again.
Until I found out I had to kill my son.
And it's a risk you take when you reach into the future, my friend.
Damn it.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Oh, no.
All right, man. Yeah, this was fun. We'll definitely do this again, Joe.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. I'll keep collecting these. I'll keep the note going.
Yeah, please.
And I think we went through about half of them, so we definitely got more we can get to.
Paul, we gotta really listen to these questions and try to find workarounds, man, because they are possible.
Yeah, I was in awe of you tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Like I was just going with like knee jerk reactions, and you were very like clinical and surgical.
No, man, you got to dissect these, man. You got to kind of like, it's like you got to work these out in your head. You got to think about these logistically. And
see, I have quick humor. I don't have quick logistics.
Oh, wait, like I'm a slow witted fuck over here.
I wasn't saying that. Stop looking into my comments with precision. Damn it, Brian.
Brian's going to ask you to tell him about the rabbits pretty soon.
Oh, no.
Fuck, Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, man. I'm going to... yeah, we're done. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten at all today, so I'm gonna eat something. I put a pot roast in, so it's ready.
Ooh. Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, I put a pot roast in, so it should be tender as fuck right now. Oh, I'm gonna eat that.
Oh, thanks, guys.
No, yeah, I haven't hit stop yet, so no. I'm telling people about my
Thanks,
don't
guys.
Say anything crazy.
I gotta go put on my hemorrhoid cream. Paul, we're not done recording. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, God.
Oh no.
No shame, Paul. No shame.
What have I said?
It's time for me to watch the Gilmore Girls and cry.
Joe, can I have that time travel option now?
Paul, it's the magic of editing. I could have just taken it out of the episode. You know what I mean?
Where's the fun in that?
That's true. All right, guys, thank you so much. We'll be back next month. And to everyone listening, if you're going to be at C2E2, come and say hi.
Yes. Later.
Later.